Hello, and today is August 2nd, and today is, I've immediately forgotten, security and nonsense.
And our first security story has to do with everybody's favorite artificial intelligence? Siri.
Apple contractors regularly hear confidential details on Siri recordings. What's the worker say? What drug deals, medical details, and apparently a lot of people having sex. So,
this is the same deal that we've heard with all the other people who record constantly. Google, Alexa. They have these people who listen to see how did Siri respond to this request. And they say it's random and anonymized, but how anonymous can it be if you're ordering prescriptions?
Yeah.
So, This was a kind of a whistleblower guy who leaked these details. Now, they say one of the big problems is you have to say, hey, Siri, right? Mm-hmm. You talk to Siri. Actually, I don't think you have to say,
you can
hey.
Just say Siri.
Just say Siri. Now, Siri listens for her name, and she recognizes some other things that aren't her name. And one of those things, hilariously, is the sound of a zipper.
Ziri, maybe? She's like kind of hearing it. I could see why it would trigger on that.
Which explains why there's a lot of sex that's being recorded.
Siri, I'm sorry, I don't understand that.
So, yeah. We've all suspected it. It's true. Not only is Siri recording most of the time, humans are listening to it. Just deal with it. Get used to it. That's the world we live in. A little bit of happy news this week. It took quite a while, but justice has kind of been served.
Marcus Malware Tech Hutchins gets no prison time and 1 year on a supervised release. The judge said this is BS and gave him a very light sentence.
So the FBI trumped up those charges, and the judge took one look at them and said, no, it really does? Come on. There will be no jail time here. He gets to go home. He lives in Europe somewhere. And there is a question of whether or not he will be allowed to come back. Yeah. But they took into account all the good things that he's done since the supposed malware that he sold. So, if I were him, I would never.
Yeah, I would not come back.
Definitely. Although, with supervised release, I wonder, I guess you could just do that by phone, maybe? Not sure. Not sure exactly
supervised.
How. Supervised. Yeah, not sure how that works. Here's something, Krista, that you have certainly experienced, and I think we all have, and I don't think it really shaped us all that much.
I mean, I teabag a lot.
You do that.
65% of online gamers face threats, stalking, and other severe harassment. Teabagging will never not be funny to me.
This is the Anti-Defamation League, and for whatever reason, they chose to study some online gaming, and they have found these horrible things that, and I like how they bring up, shocking, that sometimes gender, race, and sexuality are brought into it.
That's always, unfortunately, kind of been the case.
Who could have predicted it? Who could have known? As we all know, everybody who plays Call of Duty is gay. You know,
Literally everyone.
If you're basing it on the
and
insults,
every one of them, their mother will have sex with whoever.
Huge sluts. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Even the dead ones. Which, now, there's no such thing. So the worst offender, Dota 2.
I can see that.
But a close tie for second. It's actually a four-way tie for second. Counter-Strike, PUBG, Overwatch, and League of Legends.
I actually don't encounter that much toxicity in Overwatch. But I also, like, if I do, I usually just report it. So.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, who cares? I always felt like that was just part of it. I mean, to be hurt by someone attacking you in an online game, you kind of give them validity. Like, why would their opinion matter?
Some people are just really obnoxious about it, though. Like won't even play the game. They're so busy berating you, and then that's when I report.
Because
then it's like, now you're not playing, and now you're going to cause me a loss because you're too busy insulting my gender.
Remember when we played...
Now it's serious.
We played that Rainbow Six game because it was the free weekend.
And we didn't know what we were doing.
And we were really
very bad.
And the guy was furious. He kept killing us in the spawn. He was on our team.
He was spawn killing.
And he would kill us in the spawn. He was like, I swear to God, if there's one... He had a word for the people who didn't have a skin. And I was like, if I see one more, then I'll kill every one of them. I don't even care.
I didn't even know what that word meant. I'm glad you shed some light on it.
And it was like, wow, that's a human being that really has some interesting priorities.
I like that. Instead of, like, let's make this a teaching moment for these idiot noobs. He's like, no, I'm just going to spawn camp them and then make them never come back. Like,
the other great statistic here is... 88% of gamers said they experienced some form of positive social interaction or made a friend.
Like that one guy. I can't remember his name. I haven't seen him in a few games.
Oh, maybe he's dead.
No.
He'll live forever.
He'll live forever.
So you actually have more, statistically, you have a higher chance of having a good experience than a bad experience, which, not bad.
Generally, people are pretty nice. I mean, like I said, I don't have to report people very often.
Yeah, I think... it's probably not... So back in our day, it was mostly kids playing online games.
Yeah.
And kids are, you know, vicious and horrible.
Yeah.
So I think as the gamers age, it's going to get better.
It's generally, like, when it is someone who's, you know, toxic in a game, it usually is someone younger. And you can tell by their voice. Like,
right.
I get called a squeaker a lot, and it's like, no, I'm just a girl. Like,
which is ironic, because it's probably another kid.
Yeah. Someone who's much younger than me.
Now, we know about the airplane problems. We got is it the 737?
I think so. Chat is obsessed with that. Like, they talk about it in chat all the time.
They ask me out over a lot of stuff. It's annoying. But the MAX, the 737 MAX, I think is what it is. Or maybe it's 787. It's got some issues. But it turns out that Boeing is not the only airplane company with some pretty serious and silly issues.
Airbus A350 software bug forces airlines to turn planes off and on every 149 hours, which is a strange number. And the subheadline here is, patch your darn metal bird, sighs AU Aviation Agency.
A lot of people in the comments are linking to the IT crowd. Turn it on and off again. It's not funny when you do it. That's a little less than comedy that Wendell doesn't understand. It was funny when they did it. Just keep that in mind.
Wendell likes to explain the joke.
So this is a buffer overflow. It has all these interconnected systems, and they all report into this main, you know, telemetry system. But they do it so often, it fills the buffer up. And when the buffer overflows, they just stop. And that happens every 149 hours. Simple fix. You just shut the plane down, turn it back on. But if you forget to do that and you're in the air, things stop working.
Like your speed and...
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
How long did we say it was? Like 15 minutes?
I was making that up.
Oh, I don't know.
But I imagine that it's maybe less than that. I mean...
But that's time you're sitting in a terminal.
Now, you do probably have to wait for those turbines to spin up.
Yeah.
So that might add time to it. But the actual system itself, I imagine, boots fairly quickly. I don't know. Maybe we have some A350 pilots in the audience.
I bet that we will have lots of enthusiasts in the audience who will tell us about that plane.
You know what? You think that the flight sim software people, they should put that in the game. They should patch that
where you in. Have to like, yeah.
We have a lot of stories about people who incorrectly store passwords, but it doesn't get much worse than storing them in plain text.
Robinhood admits to storing some passwords in clear text. And this affects you, I guess, doesn't it?
I do have a Robinhood account, and I did get the email, and it's pretty disappointing because this is a financial company, and you like to think that people who are dealing with large sums of money, like online banking and, you know, trading and stuff like that, they'd have their shit together a little bit more than this. But you'd be wrong. Robinhood is a little bit of a joke of a company because they have, you know what, I mean, you don't trade stuff, you know, that you don't really understand, like options or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you did, I would love to show you the Robinhood AI versus a real trading platform.
Is it just bad?
It is the worst UI.
Yeah, I don't do any trading stuff.
In the history of the world. But it's free. There's no commission.
Oh. Okay.
So that's why everybody uses it. Yeah. So.
Not so free now.
Well, I mean, you might get hacked. But you don't pay commission while you're getting hacked. So there's that. We have seen this dark relationship building between Amazon and law enforcement. First, we had the Florida recognition program, recognition with a K. It didn't work out, but it wasn't because moral or, you know, fairness reasons. It's just because Florida IT people were terrible. The cops, they couldn't figure it out. But now we find out another dark relationship that Amazon is forging with law enforcement.
Amazon requires police to shill surveillance cameras in secret agreement. And it, like, we were talking about the story, and it just gets worse and worse and worse.
It does get worse and worse. So when you take on this agreement with Amazon as a somebody, there was like a Freedom of Information leak or something, and they found these contracts. So you partner with Ring, and Lakeland, Florida, another Florida company that's the leak was from. So you have to assign officers to what they call Ring specific roles: press coordinator and social media manager and community relations coordinator. What do these people do? Why would you need that? Well, these people try to sell the neighborhoods in your community on the idea of buying Ring doorbells. Why would they do that? Well, it turns out each qualifying download will count as $10 toward the free Ring cameras for the cops. But wait.
There's more.
Doesn't end there. That was your cue.
That was my cue. I forget what else happened now.
The cops get access to some of that surveillance footage.
That's right.
If they need to try to catch a criminal, they can look from the perspective of your door that you paid for, that they got a cut of.
Wasn't there one more thing? Was that it?
I mean, is that not bad enough for you?
I thought there was one more thing that, like, I feel like there were three steps of evil in this article, and I don't remember them.
Well, that's pretty much it. They do talk about how this also creates a situation of, like, so rich people have Ring doorbells, right?
Yes.
And
bougie.
So the cops are going to, they have this incestuous relationship. They're going to focus much more of their attention on the richer communities with the Ring doorbells.
But who will actually invest?
So they're
in that?
Selling them doorbells. They're monitoring their doorbells. They're catching criminals because they have now this dragnet.
And they're getting money.
Meanwhile,
to do that.
The shitty neighborhoods, who cares? Because we're not getting any kickback from those neighborhoods. It's tough to investigate crimes there because it's not all on video. Uh-huh. So it's kind of like that. That's theoretical, but it makes sense, I guess. South Africa, Krista.
South Africa.
Who's your favorite South African?
Who's
your favorite African-American?
Charlize Theron.
That's my answer.
That was I was going to say that or...
Elon Musk.
No, I was going to say, what's the Zef Def group? Yolandi.
I don't know Yolandi.
She works with... I can't remember his name. They're like a rap group. She's a Reach Beach.
Oh.
That's one of her songs.
Well, she probably wasn't affected by this because she can probably afford to buy electricity.
D-Antwood.
Oh, yeah, I have heard of that.
Yeah, yeah.
She can probably afford to buy her electricity in blocks of more than a couple days.
Probably, yes.
But some people in South Africa don't do that. Why? Because they have this mobile app where they buy their power, sometimes by the day, which is interesting. And they talk about how a certain day of the week is payday in Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody buys their power on payday.
On payday. That makes
sense.
You
know, hand to mouth. And which made this really bad because this happened right before payday.
Ransomware incident leaves some Johannesburg residents without electricity. And weren't there some tweets in this article about people getting very upset, justifiably upset about this? Like someone had tropical fish.
Tropical fish. And
that would suck.
The filter wasn't running.
Well, I imagine too, for a tropical fish, you'd have to have heated water. Like it would have to stay a certain temperature.
In Africa?
Well, you know,
it's pretty warm.
But like their house might be. I guess their house wouldn't be air conditioned.
No, it wouldn't be air conditioned.
Never mind.
So this did not affect the power generation. They were still making power.
They just couldn't distribute it.
You could not.
And pay for it.
You couldn't re-up. You couldn't buy your power. So it was there. They could give it to you. Now, you would think maybe, you know, as like a goodwill gesture, maybe just throw people some power. No.
Not here.
What are we doing with that? So, yeah. That's we heard about the heaters being turned off with, it wasn't ransomware, but it was hacking. And now the electricity has been turned off with ransomware.
What would you do if that happened?
Without electricity? Suffer? What am I going to do about it?
What if it, I would be worse if it was in the winter. I guess it would be winter there, wouldn't it?
I've got the fireplace, but it's propane. And I haven't, like, I mean, I'll just run it, I guess. I take the risk, right?
Yeah. I mean, if the other option is freezing, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you could get a generator, but if it's a weather-related event, you might be able to get to the generator. But if it's just ransomware, you could go get a generator.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Data, Krista.
Mm-hmm.
Your data is valuable.
Yes.
They are saying now that the most important or the most valuable resource on the planet is no longer oil. It is now data.
Yikes.
I don't agree with that.
I don't know if I agree with that either, but I could see why a marketing company might think that.
But a lot of people are buying it, and the reasons might surprise you.
From Fitbits to Rokus, hedge funds mine data for consumer habits. I don't think that's that surprising.
It's not, but whoever came up with the idea first is smart because they figured out, hey, we buy and sell securities for a living, and we need to try to guess what's hot and what isn't, what's going to sell and what's not. And what better way to do that than to buy up a bunch of consumer data and mine it and try to figure out what people are doing with their time. Are they going out to restaurants? Well,
are they drinking French wine?
It's a good question. Mm-hmm. Based on their location data, we might be able to figure that out. Based on their grocery habits, for example, by that data. Fitbit, that'll tell you a lot about what's
going
on. Is their
heart exploding? You know, who can say?
Healthcare stocks? Why not? So, if you are a young person who's looking to get in the field of, you know, data processing or whatever, you might have a big hedge fund looking to scalp you if you learn how to do that well. You could be part of that elite Wall Street crowd without actually being
part of that elite Wall Street
crowd. In the trading pit. You still need to be addicted to cocaine.
Well, that's an easy habit to pick up.
But by yourself in the data center, not, you know, out there with
crying,
with all the wolves. Krista, you love this.
This made me laugh as soon as you pulled it up.
This is a great emoji, I guess you would call this.
I've never seen this one. It made me laugh, though.
So the KGB, that is like the gold standard for spying, right?
Right.
A ruthless...
Everyone's a little scared of the KGB.
No morals. No, that TV show, Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like the KGB was this specter.
The constant threat.
Yeah. Well, this is not the KGB, but this is you know, what has come of the KGB. This is their new agency. And maybe they've softened.
They've lost their touch. Hackers stole 7.5 terabytes of secret data from Russia's intelligence agency. And then they replaced the homepage with this image. Look at it. What a stupid face.
This one's got like the bags under the eyes and more wrinkles than this one up here.
Yeah.
This one's worse. So this is a screenshot of their webpage right after the hack.
I can almost hear it just...
And
that's the sound it's making.
As of the writing of this article from Fossbytes, they had not recovered their website. They had taken down the face, but they had not recovered the website. And here's some of the programs they had. This was a project to launch or to scrape data from social media, a de-anonymized Tor. They were working on that. They had, they want to like separate their internet from the rest of the world. These guys were working on that. They have BitTorrent and stuff like that. Peer-to-peer networks, the way to spy on that. These guys, they were doing that. So they had all these big projects, and now all that data's been stolen.
Yikes.
Sad. Somebody probably got fired. And by fired, I mean polonium'd.
Not a good time to be working there. Probably never a good time, really, to be working there.
Now, we have made some money in our business by swooping in and rescuing projects that some disgruntled developer has walked away from. I hate those projects.
They are always, almost always terrible.
Oh my God, are they miserable projects. But they usually you can make a lot of money. Well, this fellow figured out a way to make money by being the one that walked away and the one to rescue.
Siemens contractor pleads guilty to planting logic bomb in company spreadsheets. And he got away with it. And he would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you and your meddling
dog. So this guy had a brilliant idea. He was retiring, and he was the one who did all the spreadsheet work. And they depended on these spreadsheets for a lot of things. So he just set it up so that once a year, the spreadsheets would crap out. And it would be easy to fix because he caused the problem. So once a year, they'd call him up. Hey, the spreadsheets have gone crazy. Can you help us? Yep, here's my fee. He'd come in, set it for the next year. And unfortunately, now you got to think that like this is some real poor planning on his part. He went on vacation.
Yes.
During the time when the spreadsheets were going to crash. Like, why don't you think that you'd set like a Google
calendar?
Reminder,
like, yeah. Hey.
And so they were like.
What did you put in there? Like dentist appointment?
That's a good point. You have to. So they were like, okay, well, if you can't help us because you're out of the country, just give us the master password. Which like, why didn't they ever
ask for that previously?
And he did, and the IT team pretty quickly figured out what was going on there, and he's going to go to jail.
Yikes. I said yikes for like 20 stories today. Our security is kind of a yikes.
There's a lot of yikes. But good news, Krista. That's all the security stories that we have. Now we move on to nonsense, which is just...
We didn't have to say anything about patching your shit.
You know what? I kind of have been veering away from those.
Yeah.
Because it really is just...
It really is just patch it.
And maybe that's public service, but I don't know. Maybe we should think of like a
roundup.
We should
do like a quick run. Yeah.
Maybe we'll look at it into doing that in the future. Anyway, on to nonsense.
It's so hot in Nebraska, you can bake biscuits in your car. That's an image. And apparently they did get nice and golden brown. Though they were a little doughy in the center.
Little doughy. The car maxed out at 180 some degrees.
Yeah. That's why you don't leave your pets in the car.
Right.
When it's hot outside.
I would be worried baking biscuits in my car because that could attract ants and other pests into your car.
I have a dead wasp that's like my pet in my windshield right now.
Yeah, you get a lot of those. Mm-hmm. So,
I wonder if they ate them. I would have eaten one. I would have eaten a car
biscuit. They reported that the middles were doughy. Mm-hmm. It didn't actually bake.
Well, they could have just opened it.
Because you bake biscuits at what, 350? Something like that?
Yeah.
So, not quite.
I mean, you could probably
put a little apple butter on there.
Yeah, you wouldn't notice that.
I'd get through that. It wouldn't bother me. Sometimes, you know, we talk about, have you ever heard of the forest fire idea, like the burning forest and how that's something that we need?
What? Like in general, or
when a forest burns, so once
it resets the
once you have a grown forest, the canopy blocks out the sun for everything, so you don't have any competition. And when a forest burns, it not only do the nutrients go back in the soil, but it resets that competition.
Yeah,
and then it's like it's good for the world sometimes when a forest burns. Now that's an analogy for business, right? So when we let's say that you had a country that was dumb enough to bail out banks that did really stupid things.
Right.
And then
other country.
A couple of years go by and they do the same stupidity for, let's say, car companies. Mm-hmm. Like they have car companies that are just trash and they should die, but they're like, no, we won't let them die. We'll just pump them full of cortisone and keep them running. That would be the opposite of letting the forest burn.
Yes.
That's letting the forest rot from the inside.
Right.
And those trees might become immortal. But is that what we want?
Strange forest superorganism is keeping this vampire tree alive.
There he is.
I've heard stories of this before.
The living dead.
Yeah. And he should be dead, but he's not, because he's feeding off the roots of all the other trees in the area. And they're all connected to each other like a giant superhighway.
All the trees. So he has no... He's contributing nothing.
Why has he got to be a he? It is, he kind of is a he, though. It's a he stump.
I guess. Anyway, Xur is contributing nothing.
Yeah.
But he's soaking up. I got to go back to the regular podium. I'm not. I can't.
Yeah.
He's soaking up all those important nutrients and water. He's like drinking from through their straw. Yeah. He drinks the communal milkshake.
The other trees are like, bro.
But instead of, he's not even using his own straw.
Yeah.
He's using other people's straws. So they kind of, they're like, well, maybe this is a good thing because all the trees are supporting each other. It's like a communist tree village. But what if a pathogen or a tree virus?
I was going to say, if I was like a mushroom, I would be hitting that tree. Because like that's just unlimited nutrients, right? Like usually, you know, mushrooms grow on dead logs and stuff. And then eventually those nutrients are used up.
But wait, isn't it the decay of the log that the mushroom is eating?
Yeah, but I mean, I imagine there's parts of this that are decayed, right?
No, like, he's not, growing because anymore. He doesn't need to grow. You grow so that
he's
you can...
He's the neat of the forest. He doesn't need to grow or change.
He's just taking up a bedroom.
Yeah.
So that's funny. We can have... I mean, there's a lot of social commentary that comes out of this story.
Yeah. Deep. That's why people watch this program, because we're deep. That's why.
You know what else is deep? Experimenting on humans and animal hybrids.
It's not a good segue.
Well, it's wrong and we shouldn't be doing it.
We shouldn't be doing it. Japan approves first human animal embryo experiments. There's a Full Metal Alchemist joke in here somewhere. I don't know where it is, but those of you who've watched that series probably are thinking of the scene I'm thinking of.
I don't know that reference because I'm not a dirty weeb.
That's like the only thing I was weebish about in high school. I liked Full Metal Alchemist.
So yeah, this guy, there used to be an international ban on this, or maybe it was just a Japanese ban. They're like, hey, probably let's not take animals and put human cells into them. Let's not do that.
I could end up with some sort of horrible.
And they got together and they were like, nah, you know what? Let's do it. And this guy couldn't wait to get started. So first off, he's going to put human cells into mice. Exciting, right?
Uh-huh. That's what I've always wanted.
And, good news, for now, he's not going to let those come to term. He's going to
How generous of him.
He's going to terminate the pregnancies at 14 days. I don't know what the gestation period of a mouse is, but
yeah.
That's probably like halfway or something. But eventually, he does plan to try to grow human organs in animals.
Yikes. Didn't he see the Cats trailer? What if like... Here's a prediction, a level one prediction. He's going to see the Cats trailer and he's going to like, never mind. Like a week from now, he's going to cancel it because he's like, what if I produce something like that?
What if they can make the actual Sonic the Hedgehog?
That's... Japan was a mistake. No.
I have cats in my home and they are a bit of a trial to raise and
They're
keep
such
happy.
Good boys, though.
They're not. They really, they've begun clawing things a lot.
Really?
They really want to claw everything, yes. But I do not let the cats into the basement. It's a hard and fast rule. No cats in the basement.
I feel like that was a good choice.
And it's not, it's not like a basement. It's a finished basement. And that's where it's my technology layer. You know, that's where all my cool stuff is. No cats there for this very reason.
Cat wrecks video game stream by barfing so hard it breaks the computer. And there's a picture, which is kind of gross, so just as a warning.
So you can watch this video. It's very short. We won't play it here. But this guy, of course, it's titled, What's the Matter, Buddy? Which is the only dialogue in the video.
Yeah. It's,
What's the matter, buddy? Well, this was the matter. God, that is not digested at all.
No.
Cats don't chew their food very much at all.
Rue doesn't either. Because like every night, I have to watch Rue during the summer. She'll drink and drink and drink. Until she makes herself sick and then she throws up and her food's barely digested a lot of time.
So as you can see, the cat vomited directly into the top intake of the PC, which ended the stream prematurely.
Ugh.
But that is water-based. Water-based vomit.
Ugh, that looks gross.
So
I like the guy was like, let me take a picture of this before I clean it up.
Well, he had to explain to his viewers what happened.
The photo was important.
Yeah. Florida.
Right.
A lot of things go on in Florida.
They take some more heat off of Kentucky.
Yeah, Florida, Alabama, West Virginia. It's not a big list that we sit on top of. but at least we're not at ours. The very bottom, right? So they've got invasive species in Florida. They got those fish. They got the the snakes and the green iguana.
This is not the Wild West. Florida officials clarify stance on green hunting iguana. Hunting iguanas. Looks like your ad blocker's on, by the way.
Previous to this, the police had tweeted that you should kill green iguanas whenever possible.
On site.
Now, Florida's a red state. Mm-hmm. These are gun owners. The police have just given them the green light on the green iguanas. You can kind of anticipate what happened after that. Now, fortunately, most of the accidents were just pellet guns.
Yeah.
But people were taking pellets based on the green iguana bounty hunters. So they've gone back to Twitter, clarified, on your own property, you can kill the green iguanas.
Do not chase down iguanas onto other people's property.
But just like going out into the city and hunting iguanas, not always the best idea.
Are iguanas good for anything? Like, can you? I know people eat them as pets, but like, can you eat iguana?
You probably could if you had to.
Probably wouldn't be very good, I wouldn't think.
These iguanas are burrowers.
Yeah.
So apparently they destroy sidewalks. They're big, too.
Like yeah,
they're big monsters. And they have some sort of snail that's good for the environment. The iguanas eat all of the snails.
Oh.
Yeah. So, iguanas are, I mean, they're reptiles.
They're a little more friendly looking, seeming to me.
I don't know if I would want to kill them.
Yeah, I would feel... I feel a little bit bad. Someone else got a text.
So, yeah. But if you hate iguanas, good time to be a Floridian. Yeah, just take those bitches out. But please be humane in your killing. Don't make them suffer. I mean, they are reptile brain, but they can still feel pain.
Yeah.
You should think about their feelings. Here's one of those stories you talked about that's just...
So I was like, Ryan, you've had some dark stories in the nonsense section in the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks. I was like, we need to do some, like, lighter stuff. And he's like, I don't have anything dark this week.
Oh, I forgot about this one.
And then he forgot about this one. This one's pretty dang dark.
This was what's the height of darkness, but I think people need to hear about it.
FBI found buckets of heads, arms, and legs, bodies sewn together at Arizona Body Donation Facility.
Now, you might be wondering, what is a body donation facility? Well, when you die, one of your options, if you don't want your body to have to be disposed of by your family, so you can be buried, you can be cremated, or you can donate your body to science, right? So, you know, back in the day, like Victor Frankenstein, for example, he was a grave robber.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't have had to be a grave robber if he'd have a program like this. So, cadavers for... medical schools, it's
research if you have some sort of rare disease so they can cure it in other people.
It's a good idea to practice on dead people when you do surgeries, we've discovered. So we need bodies for all these various reasons, and it's not fun to think about, but you know, hey, some people are like, hey, I'm dead, do what you want. Well, they go to a facility like this, but you don't expect these kinds of things. Let's look at some of the details, Krista.
This was pretty brutal.
How about a cooler filled with male genitalia?
No, thank you.
Well, can I interest you in a bucket of head, arms, and legs?
What's the special today?
Well, that's only during happy hour. Infected heads? I don't even know what that means.
What's infected with what?
How do you get infected when you're dead?
Well, I mean, that's probably easy enough. Would it be like bacterial infections or?
I don't know, but perhaps the coup de grace was this one. I'll let you read this one.
A small woman's head sewn onto the body of a large male torso.
And hung on the wall.
And hung on the wall.
Don't forget.
I forgot that part.
And all of this, of course, done with chainsaws and bandsaws.
That's the only question is like, why?
No one knows why. So if you're wondering, isn't that illegal? Yes. And the owner of this facility has been charged. His name, of course, Stephen Gore.
Which I kind of wonder if that's his legally given name or if
That's Al Gore. That's a name.
Or if he changed his name.
I don't think that would really be tipping it off, wouldn't it? So the guy who discovered this, or one of the advocates, is saying he's calling for stricter regulations, maybe. I'm an anti-regulation kind of guy when it comes to the corpse companies.
Yeah.
Let's put some rules in place.
Well, and like that's just, there's so many things wrong with that. Like just as like an like just
well, let's say that
human decency, but also like you know, they're talking about like the infections and stuff like that. You don't want that shit getting out.
Yeah. Well, they talked about like the floors were just rivers of blood. But why would you ever need to cut the bodies? I mean, I guess maybe you could sell the parts individually.
Well, yeah, right? Like if someone's like, we just need a torso to operate like on an abdomen or, yeah.
I bet what happened is...
Well, I think you'd want the whole thing. I don't know.
It's kind of like you do butcher them for that purpose. And sometimes you have leftovers. And it just, it's that gallows humor type stuff, you know? And it's just, you get so desensitized and it's so dark that you start sewing them up.
I feel like there should be some sort of protocol for dealing with spare
maybe
parts.
Cycle them on and off, you know?
Wouldn't like you just cremate it? Like
do 6 months at the body facility and then you got to go do something else to reattune
cleanse
with
the palate.
Humanity.
Yeah.
Our next story is kind of similar, but this... So...
I'd like to know what he's accomplishing here.
Well, vegans are notorious for wanting attention, right? They want you to know that they're vegan. I think this guy did the amazing thing of going even further in his search for attention.
I don't like either side here. Like,
yeah, to overcome even the vegans.
Pro-meat protesters, which, okay, fined for eating raw squirrels at a vegan stall.
You probably have questions about that.
I have a lot of questions.
Well, let me give you the answers. Yes, ate the fur. This was an entire uncooked squirrel.
Uncooked, too.
The whole squirrel.
Parasites.
Ate two squirrels. Why?
I can't even finish one.
That's the one. Oh, you've never. I've eaten squirrel.
I haven't eaten squirrel.
I've had squirrel gravy.
I've had a frog and turtle, I think.
But they are just. I mean, there ain't much meat on a squirrel.
No.
Yeah, you could easily eat a whole squirrel. The quesadilla that you eat and the egg rolls that you get, the one squirrel would not.
Would fill those?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could do that.
So, yeah, this guy was arrested.
Now, cooked, mind you.
The law that he was arrested for is kind of a BS British law where it's like causing distress.
I mean, to be fair, like, listen, I understand not liking vegans, but like, they're not bothering you. Why would
No, I agree with you.
Why the hell would you go out there and antagonize someone like
this
that?
This is absolutely human trash, but I don't think you broke a law. So let me just give you this scenario. What if it wasn't a squirrel? What if it was a chicken?
It would still be weird to eat raw chicken in front of someone.
Well, what if you just like it that way? What if it was a fish? Huh. Is it weird to eat raw fish?
I just like what
now you're being racist against the beautiful nation of Japan.
Were the beautiful nation with the mouse human hybrids.
And the Hitler story that we're gonna do.
Oh
later.
Yeah. Yikes. Oh, I have to stop saying it. I can't stop now.
So yeah, I think they went too far, but this guy's definitely an asshole.
Yes.
So there's no winners here.
If this was a thread on Reddit for am I the asshole, it would be ESH.
Everybody. The government for having this kind of BS law is the asshole. This guy for doing this is absolutely two times the asshole. And then vegans in general are assholes. So.
That's not, I don't know. I understand vegetarianism more than I understand veganism.
We have a lot of USA Today stories today. And
we do, and they always say looks like your ad blocker's on.
And this is where people are going to be like, didn't get you blocker. Okay, whatever. We'll just let them say it. Doesn't matter. But let's talk about Donald Trump, who something embarrassing happened to him, and he didn't even know.
This was funny. Trump appears in front of altered presidential seal saying 45 is a...
Puppet.
It was blocked. I couldn't see it.
So here, and I would love to show you the seal, but yeah. The differences in the seal, let's enumerate them.
Yes.
Two heads on the eagle.
Yes, which is a Russian symbol.
Russian symbol. Instead of the wheat in the claw, golf clubs.
See, I was thinking you're going to go hammer and sickle there.
That might be a little too on the nose.
And
e pluribus unum, what's it mean?
Under one. Or
from many.
From
one.
Many, one.
Instead, it was Latin that says 45 is a puppet. 45th president of the United States is who, Krista? Donald Trump. So, I imagine this guy's been fired. I did see somebody interviewed him.
Yeah, he was all over Twitter.
He was not at all apologetic.
No, he kind of seemed a little smug and laughing mm-hmm. about it a lot.
It was a pretty good troll.
It was a pretty good troll, though I don't think the government will take kindly to that.
No, I imagine
Trump, I imagine he may be in Trump deeper trouble than he thinks.
Very angry about that. That's exactly the kind of thing Trump would not
tolerate.
Be happy about. Yeah. Krista, you don't shop at Forever 21.
No, I used to. I don't anymore.
What age? Did you stop when you were 22?
No, I stopped like probably a couple years ago. Their stuff's not very good quality. As the problem.
Now...
Doesn't last.
We actually talked about you in this scenario. You are, if anything, probably underweight.
I am right on the healthy weight line, according to my physician.
Okay. So, but you said that you still might be a little bit offended by this.
Yeah. So Forever 21 is under fire for allegedly sending diet bars with online orders. There's literally Atkins bars in online orders for different clothing that you get from the store.
But everybody got it.
Yes. And I like, let's just be clear, though. Like, this is just tone deaf. Sending out diet bars to women after they purchase clothes, like,
but let's
there's
be,
no way to spin that. Even if it was a woman for, like, a store for petite women. Like, that just looks, it looks bad. It looks really bad.
Now, the people that took to Twitter, there's a little bit of a red flag right there in the username. Admitted that they bought plus-sized items. And so they assumed that...
It was because they were plus-sized.
Forever 21 was giving them a little bit of a hint. But in fact... I don't have any more pictures. Forever 21 just sent these out to everybody. They had a deal with Atkins. It was like, hey, let's give your product some... let some people try it out. Give it some visibility.
So tone-deaf.
I wouldn't be pissed if I got a free candy bar with my clothing.
I mean, not practically, but it's like, dude. Again, it's just one of those things like...
What if...
Their PR department should have caught that well before they started getting shipped out.
Let me flip this on its head and show you how discriminatory you are. What if tickets to an anime convention came with a stick of deodorant?
That would also be a little tone deaf, I think. Or like, I'll say, or you buy a KVM and like it comes with a stick of deodorant. Like, I mean, like it's tone deaf.
A book on basic human communication.
Yeah. Like, it's tone deaf. Like, you just don't do that.
A fleshlight.
Oh.
Some of the people are like, do we get that?
No. The KVM, you just get the KVM when you order from our store.
Krista, you and I have talked a lot about CBD because it's
all over the town.
It's
now.
Just exploded onto the scene.
Yeah.
Everybody's into it. My mom asked me about
Wait,
CBD.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What did you tell her?
I was like, I don't know anything about it.
Did you tell her it was the devil's oil?
I was like, you realize it comes from weed, right? She was like, yeah, but it doesn't get you high. So she's probably going to start trying to use it. I don't know.
It's not the worst.
She's
thing
a sucker
though.
For the like
homeopathic.
Not homeopathic, but just like, sort of anything that's in those magazines, you know, like to get at the checkout line.
Oh, she's like, oh, I'll try that.
She did the tea that where you make it's got the big mushroom on top of it. And she did the green drinks. She does all that.
Like
garbage.
The juicing and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't do it for very long, but she does it. Anyway, CBD's everywhere. And sometimes that's bad for people with certain names.
Christian book distributors blah, blah, drops CBD initials after getting inundated with cannabis requests. Bad time to be CBD Christian book distributors.
Inundated, you say?
Yes.
I think you put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Did I? Oops. How do you say it? How do you say it?
Inundated.
Inundated. Inundated. Inundated.
So yeah, these guys started this company like a decade ago, and they sell Christian books, obviously.
Yeah,
and
it looks like an old Scholastic catalog.
Yeah,
that's some nostalgia.
They're probably not at the forefront, although this says it's the August 2019 catalog, so this is right now, and they can't answer the phone now without people being like, "Hey, I ordered some oil. Where is it?"
It's like we're not.
Which I mean. so many people are selling CBD. Did you just go in the phone book and start calling? It's like, where's my oil? You know, like, how do you not know which
half
one?
Half our audience is like, what's a phone book?
That's true. Maybe they just went to Google.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's hilarious. So they got a quote here. I ordered gummies. CBD gummies.
You don't have the right company.
So that's funny.
This story's funnier, I think.
This is one of the best. We're in the last three stories.
Yeah.
We weight the last three stories as the best nonsense, if you haven't noticed that already. So Saudi Arabia, they have a little bit of money from oil.
Right. Just a little.
And
a small family fortune.
It doesn't. Now, you do, as a Saudi Arabian citizen, I don't think you pay taxes, right? Because there's just so much oil money.
Yeah.
And you get really cheap gasoline and stuff like that. But they do tend to keep most of the money for the royal family.
Well, you know, and they've got to trash hotels in foreign
right.
countries.
So. They have to have those solid gold fixtures and all that. So because of that, the Saudi royal family is maybe a little out of touch.
Just a little. Report, Saudi prince's plan for flying taxi robot city with giant artificial moon may be unrealistic. And let's scroll down.
There he is.
I'm assuming that's him, yeah.
That's his plan.
He looks really pleased with himself in that photo.
I like how they label him as notorious human rights abuser. I think he was involved in killing that journalist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So just some of the items that he recommended. Hologram faculty for the schools. Your children will be taught by holograms, of course.
Of course.
Cloud seeding, because it doesn't necessarily rain all that much in Saudi Arabia. So we'll do that artificially. Jurassic Park style island of robot reptiles. That would be terrifying for you.
Yeah, he was already kind of like up there with the human rights abuses, but that just puts it over the
Maybe panel. I can bring you back with robot maids. Who wouldn't want that, right? How about a robot cage fight? I mean, that's exciting.
But he's basically just describing BattleBots.
Well, he's morphing all of his favorite TV shows
yeah.
into a city. So, yeah. Now, here's where it gets a little dark, though, Krista. That's the forcible relocation of 20,000 people part.
Yeah, because he saw a spot on a map. He's like, there's no city here. And the city planners he was talking to were like, well, there are people there. There are houses there.
Yeah, he's just like,
oh, let's screw those people.
Just sweep them out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm a Saudi prince. I get what I want. Now, those are not the craziest of his ideas.
No, that's the tip of the iceberg.
The big one maybe is the artificial moon.
Which when asked about, he said, it's an artificial moon.
He didn't really have a lot of plans. Now, the engineers said, you know what? What if, because, I mean, you can tell that these are idea guys who, like, you can't say no to this man.
Yeah.
So you're accustomed to, like, okay, how can we try to make this? They actually came up with the idea of drones with lights on them. So a big swarm of drones would fly up into the sky at night and become an artificial moon. The one they don't have an answer for is he doesn't want streets.
No.
He wants only flying cars. I'm not sure where they park. But the biggest one.
Neither is he.
Here's the engagement challenge. How would you do this one, chat? Glow in the dark beach.
There is a bioluminescent material that is on some beach somewhere in the world that maybe he wants to import, which would be wildly expensive.
Have you ever seen, they make rocks that you can put in your aquarium.
Yeah.
Kind of expensive. You ever seen somebody, they'll put down gravel and then they'll put down a layer of those and then seal the whole thing for a driveway. Looks really cool.
I'll have to look that up.
But an entire beach, that's a different story.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because those are going to wash out to sea. It's probably not going to be good for the sea life. But he says he wants it, and he wants it by, was it like 2035 or something
like
that?
Yeah, I think it's 2030 is what he said.
And he says, hey, we're going to do this.
It's almost like a lifetime of outrageous wealth has not prepared him for real-life city planning.
Mm. Also,
and no skills to speak of.
You also have to take into account the decline of fossil fuels over that 10-year period.
How hilarious will that be?
As we move toward, although they've been investing in Tesla. That's one of the Tesla.
Oh, that's right. I remember. We did a story about
that. I
don't
think Tesla's going to replace all that money.
No.
Yeah, quite.
Can you imagine, like, the first time one of the Saudi royals gets their, like, credit card declined? Or, like, you know, like, what do you mean I can't stay here?
I think there would probably be a war before that happened.
That's crazy.
Iggy Azalea, Krista, how hype are you for her new album?
I only know one song by Iggy Azalea.
What song do you know?
I don't know the name of it. It's just on the radio.
What about
sometimes.
Some lyrics? You got some lyrics for us?
I just remember the beat. Oh, it's Fancy. The name of the song is Fancy.
Yeah. Fancy is her biggest hit. Now, I can give you a couple more of her tracks. How about F It Up?
I haven't heard that one.
Except the full word. How about a word for cat that starts with a P, that word, and then pop. That's one of her songs.
Wow. What a classy lady.
That's a demonetizer, so I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, what a...
You know what I mean. Well, she has a...
Pussy Ridge.
Pussy Ridge. Algorithm's going to hear the same
that's
thing.
That's a street name, Google.
Nice piece of 200-acre piece of property there right now.
I know, but it's too expensive.
But 200 acres.
It's 200 acres.
200 acres of Pussy Ridge. Who can say no to that?
This person, because I can't afford it.
You pointed out when I showed it to you that it looked really nice because it's incredibly well-groomed.
Yeah, well, okay. It has a creek. There's a barn.
It's a moist. Just keep walking into them, Krista.
Anyway,
Iggy Azalea, she has a competitor you might not expect.
Iggy Azalea battles for chart supremacy against Peppa Pig. I always pronounce it Peppa, like she's a gangster. Peppa Pig.
How do you pronounce it?
I don't know.
But what other than Peppa could it be? Peepa?
I don't know. Peppa Pig?
Papa?
Like, she sounds like she could, like, take a gun and just shoot you in the head. And, like, Peppa Pig wouldn't care.
There's that YouTube channel that puts, like, they reanimate it and then put DMX in there. Yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, it's racist, but it's funny. So, it turns out that Peppa Pig is perhaps the only thing standing between Iggy Azalea and chart dominance.
And apparently Iggy Azalea is not taking that well.
Now, Iggy Azalea has more Twitter followers. But
it's
when you talk
like
about...
people who watched Peppa Pig are not old enough to have a Twitter.
Right. Peppa Pig has 157,000 followers, whereas Iggy Azalea has 13.2. Oh, that's Instagram followers.
Oh.
But here's the thing. Iggy Azalea's net worth, $4.8 million. That's not bad. Especially,
certainly better than either of ours.
Yes. And she's young. She has time to accumulate wealth. However, Peppa Pig, $1.4 billion global sales.
And she doesn't even have any life expenses. It costs nothing to keep her alive.
She is, in fact, a figment of someone's imagination. So, that's one to watch. We'll see who takes the prize
there. Peppa Pig has a throne.
And finally, the best story of the week. And I'll fight you if you say otherwise.
This is a nightmare scenario. Gender-bent Nazi visual novel. My waifu is the Führer, now on Kickstarter.
I kind of feel like we've been demonetized already, so I'm going to play this video. So this is a Kickstarter. I think they've already hit their first goal, but they've got some stretch goals if you want to go sign up. This reimagines...
The music's very, peppy. I can hear it from the headphones.
It reimagines World War II as if... Now, imagine this. Hitler is an anime girl.
He loses something without the mustache.
And Himmler. In fact, all of the major players from the Third Reich will be reimagined as anime girls. And there's some nudity, I imagine. Jesus Christ, that was scary. Oh, no, this is scary. That was Goebbels. Yeah. What an idea, Krista.
We're living in the worst timeline.
Is it the worst, though? So, you might be thinking...
I'm just watching it. Did you play that? I don't think you played that on stream. I don't think you had. Did you just switch it? You might not have played the video.
Oh, I think I did.
Oh.
But...
hopefully you didn't.
Well, they can watch themselves if I forgot. Yeah. But anyway, you might be thinking, well, what is this game? Well, of course, obviously, it's a dating simulator. So you will be dating one of the major leaders of the Third Reich, or trying to.
Well, and you might be playing all of them at once, right? If you're smooth.
Well, I think it's like Doki Doki. You have to make a choice.
Yeah, eventually. But at first,
also,
you play all of them.
I imagine Hitler's not going to be too happy if you choose one of the other ones. That's going to be tough to...
How is it going to handle the canon discrepancy of Eva Braun? Is she going to be an anime girl?
Well, I think they go alternate timeline from the very beginning.
You think?
Because they mentioned...
You think? Because they're all anime girls. I wasn't sure.
They mentioned that instead of invading Poland, something goes wrong because Hitler is not very good in this timeline at being a leader.
There's some sexist commentary that there, you know?
Yeah, I guess
that's true. I hope someone like writes a completely serious article about why that's sexist.
Now, I wonder, will the ally leader, will
Churchill,
Rommel, and will they be
hot anime girls?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Maybe they'll be like super ripped, like shonen.
They'll be like, you'll be competing with them.
Yeah, I guess. The Chads.
Well, that's all we got.
I don't even know what to say to that.
It's going to be tough to come up with titles this week because for this episode, I'm going to want to use something related to Nazis, but that'll probably get demonetized.
Instantly, yeah.
Oh, well. See you next week. When is it the...
LTX.
The Linus thing, so I'll be back next week.
Yeah. Back from Canada. Hopefully his hands aren't sticky with syrup.
From maple syrup. Yeah, you're going to have to...
Oh. Okay. Anyway, bye. Thank you.